This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
So I'm not going to lie to you guys. I like making money. And I'm not a gambler like my father was. But, you know, living in Las Vegas, if I put some money down on, I don't know, a game, like the Bucks, and the Bucks win, being the underdog, it's euphoric. I mean, that's why gambling can be so addictive, because when you win, it's euphoric. And so, you know, seeing what happened to my dad, I'm very immune, or I'm very, I'm burnt out on the subject, so I don't like to gamble. I only have a $20 limit. I probably maybe play and I make it down to the strip maybe once a year. And even if that, I just don't play. And if I do play, I play $20 and usually I win. And then I walk away with an extra $10, an extra $20. I just don't want to mess with it because I see the potential of it becoming euphoric when you win and then you just losing what you put, you know, you just double downing. You got to be careful when you double down. In blackjack, it's great, but it's the odds are still not in your favor. So double down is when you get an 11, and the chance of you getting a 10 in that deck, especially if it's single deck blackjack, is high. So you get an 11, you double your bet, you double down on that. Hopefully they give you a 10, you get 21. It's worked more times than not for me, but still overall, the odds are always in the bank's favor. Always. So what about the stock market? I'm sure you guys saw yesterday, crazy, crazy action yesterday. And yesterday, I had checked my balance with the stock market, and we were down. All right, and you know, and we know that it's been, you know, with what's going on with the coronavirus relief package, the talk of minimum wage, you know, with what's going on with coronavirus and the vaccines. So we know that the stock market's been kind of slow, and you know. And steady and not huge gains like it was a few months ago. But all of a sudden, I log in after hours and my balance is going up and it's going up and it is going up after hours. And I've been complaining about after hours, you know, trading because I'm like, somebody could just ruin your stock. These big companies could ruin your stock. Well, apparently yesterday they did good. And apparently what had happened is when GameStop went through that big up and down roller coaster. Well, it went from $30 a share to 300 something a share. And then it dropped back down because, you know, people on Reddit were trying to kind of work against the hedge funds and they were able to be successful with that. I had, when it was down, bought some shares because I'm like, what if they do that again? Apparently they did it again yesterday. So the stock went up to about 180 bucks a share. By the time the markets opened this morning, it was about 166 bucks a share, and it had gone up, again, I don't know how many hundreds of percent. So I sold it right away, you know, before it could drop again. And I'm seeing that there are young people that are dabbling in the stock market very naively. Some of them are making a killing, beginner's luck. Others might be causing the stock market to teeter and fall. Today, what, the stock market's down about 400 points? Well, so people ask me, what happened? How did people know to drive up GameStop? And I think what's going on, and correct me if I'm wrong, and call in and school me, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, is usually it's the big guys, girls, the big companies that are able to kind of make things move. And us little guys, girls, we don't really have that much control. Well, on Reddit, a few weeks back, some people decided to help out GameStop. GameStop, AMC, some of these other places were getting killed. GameStop is kind of cool because they resell used games, so people don't have to pay, you know, top prices. And so with the buzz and with the viralness and with the intensity, they were able to get a whole bunch of people to buy GameStop and bring up the prices. Now, mind you, whoever is organizing that could be acting exactly like a hedge fund, or some of these big companies and making bucks, right? Because now they own stock that they were able to get up again. Well, apparently they think yesterday a tweet included a picture of an ice cream was the hint given and the code given for people to start buying it again. Because I don't know what was happening. I just saw that my stock was going up. So my guess is a bunch of people were told to buy. Now, once people make their money, they sell it, and then the stock crashes again. And so it's a very volatile stock. AMC, some of the other ones, I think BlackBerry. But GameStop got a lot of the attention. And personally, I would like to see the company do well. But I think there's a lot of small-time investors who are able to be on Robinhood or Ameritrade or SoFi or whatever, and able to access their trades, no fees, by the way, with a lot of these trades. And I think they see a great way to make money. You buy low, you make something go viral to make a bunch of people put money in because everybody wants to ride the wave. Then you make whatever money you feel like you make. You sell. You need everybody then to kind of dump their stock too after, of course, you make your money. Everybody realizes, okay, the stock's going down, and it's starting to go down, not that much, but it's going to go down, maybe not as quickly. It goes down, then you wait till it goes down again, and then you do it all over. And these are cycles where people can make money. And I have to admit, as a doctor, I'm kind of intrigued because I've never been lucky with the stock market. My family was never lucky with money. That's why we were always poor. And, you know, when you make a little money on stocks such as this, it's kind of cool. It is kind of cool. But, again, you got to be careful. Now, I'm not a big gambler. So I only had, like, maybe 25 shares. I didn't have that many shares. But it was still, you know, something that is, you know, and I mean, I work with a lot of young students and a lot of young people. And I'm like, well, gosh. And they go, what should I invest in? I would never tell them to invest in stock. But I got to tell you, I mean, if we keep seeing this pattern where I don't know who this group is, but whatever they're doing in terms of you get it low, they rise it up, bring up the prices, then you could sell it. I mean, I wonder how many cycles this thing can last. The problem is the whole stock market is down, so I think in the long term we're losing. But apparently an ice cream cone was the tweet, and that was the code for people to buy GameStop. Interesting. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, as you know, February is Black History Month. March is National Kidney Month. And so I interviewed a couple guests. We did a pre-tape, so I might sound a little different because it's a pre-tape. But I want to play this next segment. We interviewed Dr. James Tumlin and Kathleen Artson from the Lupus and Allied Disease Association. So listen in, and we'll talk a little bit more about lupus and kidneys when we're done.
All right. guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. So we bring up lupus a lot, as we've discussed Nick Cannon, Michael Jackson, Lady Gaga, Selena Gomez. And so here to talk to us a little bit more about lupus is Dr. James Tumblin and Kathleen Arnston, President and CEO of the Lupus and Allied Disease Association. Thank you both for joining us today. Can you talk to us about how common systemic lupus, well, let's just say lupus, how common is it?
Well, it's a good question. Lupus is not certainly as common as diabetes, but it has a prevalence in the United States of around 300,000 patients. And of that group of patients, over the course of their lifetime, roughly, 60% of patients will have, some manifestation of lupus in their kidneys. The type of kidney disease can be very variable, and there are five different types of lupus nephritis that are described. Some of them are more aggressive than others, particularly class 3 and class 4, and they require more intensive therapy to get somebody into remission.
Wow. And, you know, Nick Cannon, for example, he went into kidney failure. I think Selena Gomez had to have a kidney transplant. I think we underestimate the debilitatingness of what happens to these kidneys and then the need for transplant and need for chronic care. Kathleen, you're a part of the Lupus Allied and Disease Association. Tell us a little bit more about what you do.
Certainly. Well, I'm a person with lupus diagnosed with SLE about 35 years ago. And it took everything for me, my ability to have a career, be a mother, and struck me down at a very early age. So really impacted my future. I had to do a redo, a do-over, and became associated with a local lupus organization in the support group and became very educated and empowered in dealing with my disease. I have multiple autoimmune diseases and eventually became permanently disabled. But I'm a lead in all-volunteer lupus organization. We're the third national lupus organization in the nation, and my entire board is people with lupus and their care partners. We're very invested in this community, and we try to educate and empower people who live with lupus and lupus nephritis, teach them to be part of their treatment team and to live the best life possible, and to weigh in on healthcare access issues and things with the FDA and to fund research that'll improve lives. It's been very rewarding when you are struck down at a young age. You have a huge void in your life, and this being an advocate is a wonderful experience. Thank you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, one day we want to definitely have you guys live on my show. We air from 9 to noon Pacific time because I know we have a lot of questions and my listeners have a lot of questions. How can people find more information about you, Dr. Tumblin, and about the SLE Allied Disease Association?
So I run an organization called the NephroNet, which is a clinical trials organization. We have all kinds of information on our website, www.nephronet.org, .com. And so there's information in there. We have interviews with patients, and so people can hear a doctor speaking to a patient and get an idea of what kind of questions to ask their physicians. And we've got feedback that's very helpful for them to understand this.
That's fantastic. Both of you guys, thank you so much for joining us. Like I said, we'll have you come back live so then we could answer questions from listeners and we could talk more about all the great work you guys do. Bless you for all you do, and be safe. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr.
All right, guys. So, yeah, one day we'll have them live on the show. Our show's been live now for 3 hours for a while, and so we'll try to get more guests that we can. Usually our guests come on East Coast. So East Coast, it's already, people are already driving home on the East Coast. But here we are on the West Coast, so we're kind of up early. But, you know, lupus, people ask about lupus, and lupus was in the news a lot earlier in the pandemic, because many people who had lupus were taking hydroxychloroquine. And so when President Trump was touting some of the studies of hydroxychloroquine, some people found it to be fantastic, other people found it to be harmful. So we still have debate on hydroxychloroquine. Apparently it's back in the news. And, you know, there's some medical centers using it, some not. People ask, why is hydroxychloroquine around? Well, because we've been using it for people with autoimmune issues. So lupus is a disease where your body's immune system attacks your own tissues and organs. And we were worried that those who had these autoimmune, we call them autoimmune because auto means yourself and immune deals with your immune system. And we were concerned because one of the reasons why COVID becomes so deadly is because of the inflammation and the cytokine storm and the inflammatory process with the virus. The virus itself might not kill, but what it causes your body to do could. And lupus, we know, is devastating. In fact, some people were trying to look at parallels between COVID and lupus because lupus affects your joints, affects your skin, affects the kidneys, affects the blood cells, brain, heart, and lungs. I don't know if you guys remember some of my early shows when I spoke about Michael Jackson wearing a mask. You know, he would wear a mask. And people thought that it was because he was quirky, you know, and he was eccentric. And I'm like, no, he probably is trying to protect his immune system. Maybe he has lupus. Turns out I've seen some sources saying, yeah, he was diagnosed with lupus. He also had vitiligo, where one of the reasons why he lightened his skin is because he had patches of skin that was losing his pigment. So, and maybe he was eccentric. I mean, there's been a lot of, you know, issues with what happened with Everland and, you know, the kids and all that, but I really thought there were medical reasons for some of his masking and, you know, changes in lightening of skin, etc. And vitiligo is a condition where you lose pigment in parts of your skin so you look spotty. You have these spots of white on your skin. And so, you know, it could be devastating if you don't, if you aren't light skinned, and it's very difficult to cover up and hide. So, you know, I'm not surprised if he chose to start lightening his skin to make it less, vitiligo doesn't kill you or anything like that, but, you know, maybe to make it less cosmetic. So lupus is tough to diagnose because it could resemble so many things. If somebody's has skin issues, joint issues, kidney issues, there's high blood pressure, there's diabetes, there's so many things that can affect the kidney, hearts, etc. But some people with lupus, they get this rash, this facial rash across the face. We call it a butterfly rash because it kind of looks like a butterfly where it unfolds across both cheeks. But not everybody gets the rash. Right? If you get weird rashes and you seem to respond and react differently, sometimes we'll run a lupus test. If you get fatigue, fevers, joint pain, stiffness, if your fingers sometimes turn white or blue or different colors in the cold, if you have trouble breathing, chest pain, dry eyes, headaches, confusion, memory loss, doesn't that sound like COVID? With the exception of the butterfly rash, it really looks similar to what COVID does. But unfortunately, a lot of these autoimmune issues will mimic, you know, like what a virus does. And so whenever somebody continually has these symptoms, we'll run a blood test. And we'll look for, there are certain blood test markers that we could look for. Some people, though, have to avoid their triggers. And I've heard of some people where they said when they're out in the sun, they start getting a flare-up. And you'd think, well, what about vitamin D? Apparently, for some people, sunlight can flare it up. Infections could cause flare-up. Medications. You could trigger lupus by some blood pressure medication, seizure medications. We see lupus more common in women, but men could get it, too. A lot of times we diagnose them between 15 and 45. And race. A lot of times we see it more in African Americans, Hispanics, Asian Americans. But it can affect the kidneys. And so we have, you know, I think Nick Cannon needed a kidney transplant. I have to double check. But, you know, when you hear stars, you know, have to undergo kidney transplants like Selena Gomez, you know, lupus, Selena Gomez is young. That means that lupus, those antibodies or the inflammation affected their kidney. We'll also see it with the brain and central nervous system, blood, lungs, heart, etc. So, you know, people with lupus, unfortunately, could have an increased risk of getting sick, getting cancer, issues with their bone tissue, and pregnancy complications. When I have a woman who keeps miscarrying, we will, you know, run a lupus test on them. So we'll do a, you know, blood count, a SED rate, an ANA, an anti-nuclear antibody test. Sometimes we'll do some imaging. But luckily, there are treatments that we use. So, you know, and we'll keep you posted on that. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Another hearing on the January 6th attack on the Capitol is underway. Ohio Democrat Tim Ryan saying Capitol security officials should not have been so ill-prepared for the assault.
And if we ignore the mistakes of the past, the Capitol campus will continue to be vulnerable to unknown and unexpected threats.
Washington State Representative Jamie Butler saying the attack should never be forgotten. Today, the Texas House is trying to get to the bottom of the state's massive power outages. State Representative Abel Hacero lays out his concerns.
As we continue our investigation to answer why, it is clear there was an abominable display of inaction and ineptitude in leadership.
Testifying before the committee on Thursday is the head of ERCOT, which is in charge of the state's power grid. You're listening to USA Radio News. Senate Democrats are criticizing Republican members for using the same attacks against President Biden's coronavirus relief package. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, saying Republicans are the reason that a bill has not been passed. The New York Democrat also saying direct payments to the American people are something that Republicans have always supported, up until now. Another COVID-19 variant in the United States.
The new variant of the coronavirus has been identified in New York. Researchers say the new variant is similar to the one first found in South Africa and could be more transmissible. Researchers at Columbia University say it was first isolated in samples collected in November and now represents about 12% of cases in the state. Scientists say the variant does not appear to be resistant to available vaccines. The studies from Columbia and Caltech have yet to be peer-reviewed or published. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
More news online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So whenever there are accusations of racism or assault or harassment, it is it's not easy. It's not easy on the victim. It's not easy on the one accused, especially if they're falsely accused. And it is just a mess all the way around. Well, we're being told that a mess happened, and I don't know how this all started, but apparently a student who had claimed she was a victim of racism was investigated and found not to be a victim. And this is after a huge change and overhaul, and quote-unquote ruining of lives of multiple campus workers. And so I'll tell you the story. This is kind of interesting. In July 2018, Omu Kanoti, this is being reported by Daily Mail, claims she was targeted for eating while black. And she's a student at the $80,000 a year all-women's Smith College. I think it's a prestigious college back east. And apparently she went into an empty cafeteria that was reserved for summer school. Now, a janitor had, I guess, seen her and reported that there's somebody in the closed canteen. So the janitor called security. Security and another janitor came over to talk to her. And then I'm not sure if she left or what happened. But apparently on Facebook that night, she said she was made unwelcome at the school. She said the cafe worker was racist for informing her that the room was closed. And they had to overhaul the school then because, you know, being accused of racism, had to go through sensitivity training. I think people got fired. There was a janitor that wasn't even there. He got fired from his job. And then an employee just resigned, I think last week, citing a racially hostile environment, but the other way. Now, this is in Massachusetts. It's a liberal arts college. And they have conceded that there was no truth to the allegations of racism made by the student, but that it did ruin the lives of numerous campus workers. Now, she is a psychology undergraduate student, and she had posted a video of the incident. And, you know, of course, people came to their aid, and the school tried to overhaul. But they said one who had lupus was hospitalized with the stress. Another janitor forced from his job. The student said that the security guard was carrying a lethal weapon, but he wasn't. They were found that he was unarmed. Then, apparently, the employees of the school had to attend seminars about unconscious bias, which is something being done now anyway. But the college motto is audacity, agency, and authenticity. It's about an $80,000 a year school, from what I'm being told. And 6.6% of the 2,500 undergraduates identify as black, according to the college data. 36.3% identify as a person of color. And so the anti-bias training programs were so strict based on what happened to her that people started to quit. Jody Shaw, she works for the residential life department of the dorms, had asked Smith College to stop reducing my personhood to a racial category. Stop telling me what I must think and feel about myself. She says, stop presuming to know who I am or what my culture is based upon my skin color. Stop asking me to project stereotypes and assumptions onto others based on their skin color. She said, stop demanding that I admit to white privilege and work on my so-called implicit bias as a condition of my continued employment. So she resigned. And she had graduated from Smith College herself. She said she loved her job, she loved the climate, but the climate changed dramatically when this happened. So apparently there was an independent investigation that found no evidence of racial bias. And so, you know, this is one of these things where why would the student lie? What brought it to that level? Now, when I was, working for a university, you had the sexual harassment training, which I'm a fan of because I think there are a lot of people that don't get the memo. And so if you, let's say, give somebody the bird, right, or give somebody the middle finger, that's considered sexual harassment. And so flipping somebody off at the workplace, even if it's you weren't flipping a person who was watching off, if they see you flip somebody else off and you guys are, you know, flipping each other off, somebody seeing that can feel assaulted. So the sexual harassment, you know, training kind of brings everybody up to speed to not be flipping people off, not be making dirty jokes, not be reiterating a song. Don't be singing a song that has sexy lyrics. You know, I got my mind on your body and your body on my mind. I don't know what song that is. But if you're singing that at work, that could be harassment. So it kind of gives everybody the memo. But I'm noticing with a lot of these racial trainings that people are having issues with, you know, whether it's on campus, at school, or whatever, is where you need to denounce yourself. You need to admit negative things about yourself based on your color. And I think it is taking a step that starts to make many people uncomfortable. I mean, it's one thing to be trained, look, these are things you should not say or do. These words are not allowed. Like, you know how now, like in the construction industry, they're starting to change the terms manhole and manpower and fireman and, you know, so they're changing those terms so as to not insult anybody. You know, somebody needs to get the memo. But to say, because you're a man, you know, or because you're of a race, of a certain race, you have to tell, because a lot of these racial training slides, if you saw it, they say you need to empower others to be less of their race. That's racism. And so it's, I don't want to blame this girl for the, you know, all the new curriculum that employees have to have when it comes to, you know, in terms of, you know, sensitivity training and all that. But it does hurt the cause when you have somebody say something happened to them when it didn't. If somebody was not armed and you said they were, or, and I'm not saying she, but, you know, in theory, if you say you were, you know, abused or assaulted or rejected or discriminated against, and I'm glad they investigated because, again, you know, if people are going to lose their, you know, you don't want them to discriminate against other people. So if jobs have to be lost, you have to investigate. But if they find the opposite going, she was in an area that was closed off. That was, we asked her to leave. It had nothing to do with, you know, anybody has to leave. I mean, that's a big accusation. And now that, you know, companies crumble, people get fired for any innuendo that could possibly be related to something inappropriate. You know, there really isn't room for lies. If it happened, it happened. You know, and it stinks that the burden of proof has to be on the person. But I don't understand what would make this chain of events happen. But unfortunately, though, it starts to really, you know, like I've said before, the first woman who claimed she was raped when she wasn't now messed it up for everybody because when they say, look, I was attacked, people don't believe them. All it takes is one person lying to make people think everybody was lying. So, you know, as we're trying to deal with racism and we're trying to progress and, you know, stop discrimination, if you have somebody lying about being discriminated against, then it starts to make people doubt, and now we got to go back to, well, now you got to prove it. And so, you know, I think it really harms progress. When we come back, Andrew Cuomo's issues are getting worse as now he's been accused of sexual harassment. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-LE. I want a new drug. One that won't make me sick. One that won't make me crash my car and make me feel free.
Attention, real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553.
800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
This is sponsored by Pharmacyclics, an AbbVie company, and Janssen Oncology. While the pandemic has altered our regular way of living, it's still important to work closely with your doctor. Did you know that chronic lymphocytic leukemia, or CLL, a type of slow-growing cancer, is the most common form of leukemia in adults? It's important to keep your doctor's appointments, as some CLL patients do not have symptoms, but learn of their diagnosis through routine blood tests. Dennis, diagnosed with CLL in 2013, urges patients to talk to their doctor and be proactive in the conversation, sharing.
I try to think ahead. It's a definite teamwork between you and your doctor. You're going to get the best results if you ask the right questions and your doctor knows that you are a part of the team.
Don't let the pandemic keep you from being proactive about your health. Keep your regular checkups and learn about CLL by visiting knowyourcll.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dolly, is show 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Lindsay Boylan, a former Governor Cuomo aide and current candidate for a Manhattan borough president, she ran, I think she was unsuccessful in the past, but she was a former aide to Governor Cuomo, has accused the governor of various instances of sexual harassment in her blog posted on Medium.com. She alleged that he asked her to play strip poker, kissed her on the lips during an encounter in New York City, went out of his way to touch her, and that there are other aides who have felt the same way, same levels of discomfort at his behavior. Apparently, she had come forward back in December, but Governor Cuomo was very popular a couple months ago, was extremely popular, so nobody really took it seriously. And she came forward because, I guess, when she heard that he was running for attorney general, or he might be considered for attorney general, she thought she should speak up. But only now people are paying attention because he's under a lot of scrutiny now, an investigation because of the nursing home deaths. So she said they were flying home in October 2017 in Western New York on his taxpayer-funded jet. So she's obviously not a fan. He was seated facing her, so close that their knees almost touched. His press aide was to her right, and a state trooper was behind us. And she said she tried to play cool, but he had said, let's play strip poker. Now, I mean, many of us women have been, confronted, and we have been, we should go out, or, you know, we should do this naked, or, you know, we should, you know, or how many times have you said, you know, gosh, it's hot in here. Okay, well, then take off your shirt. I mean, you know, these are things, not funny, but these are things that, unfortunately, people have been said at work for a long time. So he's bringing up strip poker. Not appropriate. But apparently it was just one of a variety of things. She says that Andrew Governor Cuomo has created a culture within his administration where sexual harassment and bullying is so pervasive that it is not only condoned but expected. She said while she was, she had been warned about joining the administration. She had joined them in 2015. As vice president at Empire State Development, was quickly promoted to chief of staff at the State Economic Development Agency. And then news of her appointment prompted a warning from a friend to say be careful around the governor. Now, she met the governor January 6, 2016 at an event at Madison Square Garden. After a speech, he stopped to talk to her. She was new on the job, and she said, I was surprised at how much attention he paid me. And then her boss soon informed her that the governor had a crush on her. And so she, you know, felt uncomfortable because she was hoping he took an interest in her because of her, you know, what she, you know, brought to the table as opposed to her looks. And then she said that she had an email from the director of governor's office that the governor suggested I look up images of Lisa Shields because we could be sisters and I was the better looking sister. And then I guess he started calling her Lisa. So she shows proof of some of these, you know, and then, you know, it kind of goes on. And then there was a time where he just came up and kissed her. And that's always an issue with, you know, people putting their mouth. I don't understand, you know, if you want to win somebody over, do like a, I don't know, touch their neck. Maybe, you know, do a neck massage. And I'm not saying do this at work, okay? But I mean, like, maybe on a date. Don't just go up in the middle of a workplace and kiss somebody. Well, don't do any of that at a workplace. But it's just, I just don't understand. So anyway, she goes on and talks about multiple, you know, issues, multiple instances. And something about a cigar box. He smirked as he showed off a cigar box to her. He told me that President Clinton had given it to him while he served as Secretary of House and Urban Development. And she knew what that could have possibly meant because of Clinton and Monica Lewinsky. And so, you know, there were gestures, and she said, you know, more inappropriate gestures continued, and that the harassment extended to other female colleagues who have spoken to her about it. So are we going to see women come out and speak against Cuomo? Well, there's been a lot of discussion on what about females in the, you know, in the Democratic Party. Are they coming out to, you know, to side with her? The problem with allegations, so Andrew Cuomo is denying allegations, is that that's where we are. We're with allegations. And even though Andrew Cuomo was very vocal about being on the side of Dr. Ford, who had accused Brett Kavanaugh, he had said that Ford's testimony was very compelling. And he felt, you know, he had said that he, you know, believed the sexual assault allegations and, you know, were on her side. He said, to Dr. Christine Blasey Ford and all survivors of sexual assault, we believe you and we will fight for you. He said, the sham FBI investigation, the bigger sham, this confirmation process, have energized us to fight even harder for our shared vision for a better future for all. Well, so now he's on the other side of it, and he's being accused. And, you know, what I find interesting is whenever there is an accusation against, you know, somebody conservative, everybody speaks out. When it's against somebody not conservative, Democrat, liberal, everybody's kind of quiet. So all the people that spoke out to be there for Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, are they going to be there for Miss, Boylan, Lindsay? I don't know. I mean, you know, when with Governor Cuomo, people might accuse her, well, this is just, you know, this is a witch hunt, and this is trying to get him thrown out of office. Yeah, and it's frustrating because, you know, there are people in power that become narcissistic, and they feel that because they're in that power, they are, you know, wanted, and they think that they could throw these flirtations out and people will jump on their lap. And I'm not accusing Cuomo of this. Again, these are just allegations, but this unfortunately happens all too often. But what isn't supposed to happen is the inconsistency of how we approach an allegation. What happened with Brett Kavanaugh shouldn't have happened, where everybody assumed he was guilty until proven otherwise. And it should have been, all right, well, somebody's, you know, accusing somebody falsely until they prove that they, you know, are innocent and they, you know, that it happened. There has to be a middle-of-the-road approach. It can't be extreme where, okay, we have an allegation, we'll investigate, right, and we're not going to jump to conclusions either way. We're not going to put Judge Kavanaugh through what he was put through. Same thing, we're not going to put Governor Cuomo through what he's through. But we also aren't going to, say, you know what, if they, you know, me too, if they say it happened, but then when somebody else says it happens because it's somebody of another party, even though I think she was Democrat, possibly, if she was with Cuomo, if it's against a Democratic candidate, you know, legislature or, yeah, then no, you know, there has to be some consistency. And so it's frustrating because, you know, every time we make progress, we roll things back, unfortunately. And we put ourselves back in a position now of somebody feeling like they can't say something. So I don't know what the answer is. And what makes it so difficult is how do you prove something was said? Unless somebody's videotaping. I mean, how many times have I been harassed at work? I don't videotape. I shrug it off. Unfortunately, you know, my mother and aunt and everybody kind of warned me that's just kind of what I'm going to be, unfortunately, dealing with. So I expected it. I wasn't shocked when I heard certain things, and it stinks. It's horrible. And so I never even thought to try to capture any of this, you know, on film or whatever. When it happens, and I'm like, that person's a jerk. You know, but, you know, now we have, well, you know, what if this is a, things are coming out of the New York governor where he bullies and, you know, he puts people in a state of fear, and that, you know, this is something that, you know, maybe people want to change. And some people are not too big to fall or fail. So we'll see what happens with this. It's just, you know, heartbreaking, you know, either way for any of these cases to still exist out there. And, you know, hopefully it's not a false accusation, you know, but we also don't want it to be true either. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946.
800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.